This is Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Rashawn. Good morning, TMC family.
Morning. And well, we're about to start this call, and we're just so excited what God is doing in our lives as we believe in that Miracle Monday. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving, with honor, and with praise. We just thank you, Lord, that you have assembled your saints together this morning so we can not only rejoice in fellowship, but to hear a word straight from the throne room. Father God, we ask that you bless the speaker this morning and give them a rhema word, a word that we have not heard, a fresh word, a word that would apply to our lives right now. We just thank you in advance, collectively and individually, Lord, as we start this day off with you. Father, we thank you for the traveling mercies. We thank you for an uninterrupted, unhindered mind this morning so we can hear, thus saith the Lord. We're counting it all joy, Father, because we are believing in that miracle this Monday and every day. Father, thank you for the two angels who started this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for their steadfastness, and we thank you for the commitment that you have given all TMC members from the beginning of this call to the future calls. And, Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family because they have us knitted together through Artists International. And, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you so much for all that you are doing. We are believing in your miracles, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Master's Call family, you all have a splendid, super fantastic day as we begin this telecommunications sanctuary. And I am now turning this call over to Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away and have a Jesus joy day.
Amen. And the same to you. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for seating us and greeting us on this Believe in that Miracle Monday. So believe that your miracle is on the way on this Monday. We praise God for you and thank you for opening us up in prayer. And God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. We thank you for calling in and joining us, and we hope you had a super fantastic weekend, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank God for the Master's Call. We thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We thank God because they did not have to say yes, but they did. And because of their yes, we're able to gather here every single Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour here on the Master's Call. We are in celebration mode. Why? Because we are approaching our fourth year here on the Master's Call. Yes, October the 25th of 2014, we will be celebrating our fourth year on the Master's Call. And we are so excited at what God has done in the lives of those who have dialed in every day since 2010, that their lives have definitely been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they have begun and you have begun your day here with us on the Master's Call. So if you are visiting us for the first time today, don't feel that you missed anything, because the thing about this call that's different from any other call is that we have a website. And so we invite you to utilize our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all the bios, all of our messages have been archived on our website, so we invite you to go on our website. Also, send us a shout-out on our website. You could actually subscribe to our website, so go on there today. Whatever you do, don't forget to go by themasterscall.net on the web and join us on the Master's Call. Also, every day following this call, we go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call with Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and all other representatives or leaders on Artists International can be found on that morning motivational call. That call-in number is 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539598 pound. So we invite you to join us immediately following this call on the Morning Motivational Call. October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd, all roads lead to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. That will be the final Artist Empowerment Conference for 2014 presented by the Kings of Artists. And so for further information, please visit www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and you will see the information regarding the Empowerment Conference there online. Today is a special day here in Artists, and I want to make sure that every single artist entrepreneur that is on the line that hears my voice this morning knows that today we are launching the Move It, Reshape It, Work It movement. And so there will be a conference call happening today, Monday, at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that conference call will be presented by our corporate office, Artists International. And we have three phenomenal women that will be on that line, none other than Victoria Flanagan, Candida Mosley, and Olga Zamudio. So please dial in to 712-432-0900, which is our corporate call-in number, and the access code is 836-211-POUND. Yes, I'll give you that number again, 712-432-0900, and the access code 836-211-POUND. So once again, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. These calls will be going on Monday, Wednesday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's the corporate call, Thursday and Friday. So make sure you are plugged in and you are registered and signed up for Move It, Reshape It, Work It. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, get back with the person who invited you to this call and they will give you more information. But at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for the day is Pastor Charles Kimmon. He is out there in Portland, Oregon. He is a powerful man of God. He has a lovely wife, Minister Edna Kimmons, and I'm telling you, they are transforming away with Artists International. They have three lovely children, a son and two daughters, and he is the proud, proud grandfather of a beautiful baby. And so we thank God for the new things that he is doing in his life. He's an assistant pastor at Northeast Community Fellowship. And I'm telling you, I have watched this man transform mentally, physically, spiritually through the Artists International product. Definitely a product of the product and building a strong and powerful team out there in Portland, Oregon, and also teams that are attached to him in other places. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Pastor Charles Kimmons. Are you out there, Pastor Charles?
God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
I'd like to thank you for that wonderful introduction. I just praise God for this opportunity to be able to share word with my family. I do not take this opportunity for granted. It is truly, truly a blessing. And I just like to just take a moment just to thank the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I just thank you guys so very much for taking on the call that God has placed on your heart and being able to follow through with this call. And by the grace of God, we're approaching 4 years of being on this telecommunication service, and that is truly, truly a blessing. And I just also just want to just take a moment to thank my lovely wife for just putting up with me, and I just like to just thank the teen community for just being a part of my life. So at this time, I want to get right to my assignment. And those of you that have your Bible, I'd like for you to go to the book of Acts, chapter 16. And we're going to go through it. I'm going to start at verse 16, and I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible. And it says, as we were on our way to a place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who was possessed by a spirit of divination. And by a spirit of divination claiming to foretell the future events and to discover hidden knowledge. And she bought her owners much gain by her fortune telling. She kept following Paul and the rest of us, shouting loudly, "These men are servants of the Most High God. They announce to you the way of salvation." And she did this for many days. Then Paul, being sorely annoyed and worn out, turned and said to the spirit within her, "I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. And when her owners had discovered that their hopes of profit was gone, they caught a hold of Paul and Silas, and they dragged them before the authorities. And what eventually happened was they beat them and they thrown them into a prison. They beat them and they thrown them in the prison, and they were struck with many blows, and they charged the jailer to keep them safely in prison. The jailer, he had strict charge to put them into the inner prison. So after he locked them up, can you imagine, after he locked them up, then he fastened their feet to the stocks. But then at midnight, it's important to understand that at midnight, it's important to understand that Paul and Silas, they did not let their personal frustrations of being beaten and thrown into a prison unjustly, they didn't let their personal experience cause them to shift. But instead, round about midnight, they started praying and singing. Now, it's easy for a person to pray when he's, it's easy for a person to sing and pray when the doors of the prison are open and he is set free. But Paul and Silas, they were locked in the prison, and they started praying and singing to God. It was around about midnight. They were praying and singing, and all the other prisoners heard them singing. And then suddenly, the Bible says suddenly. See, how many know that when God wants to do something, it doesn't take him all day? Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So the very foundations of the prison were shaken. And all at once, all the doors was open, and everyone's shackles had fell off. Now, it would seem like to me that this would be a perfect time to get up and escape, knowing that you were put in there unjustly from the beginning. But as the guard heard all this commotion, and he looked and saw all the prison doors were open, he was startled, and he pulled his knife. He started to kill himself because he figured that he was just as good as being dead. But Paul spoke to him and told him that we're all here. So he told him, "Don't harm yourself, that we're all here." The jailer, he was terrified, and he called for some lights, and he rushed in, and he was trembling, and he fell down before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out, and he asked them a question: "What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" And I heard Minister LaShawn said, "This is Believe in Miracle Monday." And Paul and Silas told the jailer to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Give up yourself to him. Take yourself out of your own keeping and entrust yourself into his keeping, and you will be saved. And this will apply to both you and your household. And at that very moment, that jailer and his household, they became saved. The Bible records that at midnight, Paul and Silas, they started singing and praying, and all the other prisoners, they was listening, you know. And in prison, and in being in prison, the average person would have really been discouraged, being there and scared. But the Bible tells us to let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Prayer and singing to God. When you pray and you sing to God and your prayers reach heaven, you can expect great things to happen. You can expect, when you pray and sing to God, you can expect that the prison doors will be open. You can expect great opportunities to come your way. You can expect it. So when you pray and sing to God, pray and sing expectantly, knowing that when you pray and you sing to God, that those are essential tools for each and every one of us to have in our toolbox. It's all, the Bible says that men and women should always pray. It says, pray without ceasing. The Bible tells me that it says, everyone that hath breath, let them praise the Lord. And this is what Paul and Silas, they choose to do while they were locked up. While they were locked up, they didn't let their personal frustrations get in the way of them still having that prayer meeting that they were on the way to have before they ran into the slave girl that was tormented with the demons that he cast out. And that was the reason why they were thrown in the prison, because, you know, it would seem like that you would think that once a spirit has been cast out of someone that you would be excited about that. But the people that owned the slave girl, they were not excited about that because they were making money. And some people will do anything for money. So they were making money, and they see that their money that they were making through the slave girl, that it would soon be bankrupt. And so they didn't like that. And so they decided to take matters in their own hand and cast these men of God in prison. But what they didn't know, that Paul and Silas, they had a song in their heart. And they had a song in their heart that rent the throne room. And all the prisoners and all the prison doors came open. And they were just and they were set free. They didn't shift. They just started praying. And they just started singing. And you know, it's just, you know, many people seem to have a difficult time knowing what it means to believe. But after that jailer seen that all the doors slide open and the shackles came off, he didn't have no problem. He didn't have no problem believing that there was a power greater than himself. It was a power greater than the prison doors. It was a power that was stronger than the shackles. It was a power that only come from the heaven above that was able to set the captives free when the prison doors were shut. Oh my God. God is such a good God, TMC family. I just love God today, and I just thank God for opening doors in our life. I thank God right now for taking shackles off of somebody's mind right now. There may be somebody on the line right now that's full of doubt and unbelief. And I would just encourage you at this very moment to start praying and singing and singing to God, because prayer changes things. In fact, prayer changes everything. And so I'm just really, really excited this morning what God is doing in our lives, how God is changing us, how God is bringing us from glory to glory. And I just thank God this morning for just to be able to be on this call. But then, again, let me get back to my story. As when the jailers, when he was startled out of his sleep and he saw that the prison doors was open, he drew the sword and he was about ready to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "No, we're all here." Then the jailer, he called for the lights and he rushed in, and he was trembling and he was terrified. He was terrified and he fell down before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out of the dungeon and he said, "Men, what is it necessarily for me to do to be saved?" And they told him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." The jailer, he ended up taking the prisoners home to his house. He took them home and he fed them and he cleaned them up because they were beaten. And then the jailer, he got a message at daybreak. He got a message at daybreak that they were to be set free. But Paul and Silas, they weren't just going to leave the prison just like that. They were thrown in there unjustly, and they just weren't going to leave the prison just like that. They had the magistrates come down and lead them out by themselves. They had them come out and lead them instead of them just sneaking out of prison just unnoticeably. No, that was not going to happen. It was not going to happen. They were thrown in there unjustly, and the unjust had to come and escort them out of prison. I'm telling you, God is so good. God is so good. With God on your side, you cannot lose. With God on your side, He will continually open doors. He will open doors for us that no man can open. With God, all things are possible. The doors were shut tight, and they were also shackled, and that couldn't hold them. My, my, my. What a wonderful God we serve. And I just want to just encourage you that no matter what you're going through, just understand that prayer changes things. No matter what you're going through, understand that prayer changes everything. So throughout your day, just continue to pray and continue to seek God. The Bible says men should always pray and faint not. And so regardless what the situation be, whatever happens, saints, conduct yourself in a manner that's worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And stand still and watch God fight your battle. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that this word has been a blessing to each and every one of you. Back to you, my announcers. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Charles, for blessing us this morning and challenging us this morning with that powerful word of God. I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for today. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We bless you. We thank you for your majesty. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. You are our shepherd, Father, and we lack nothing, Father, because you supply every single thing that we need according to your riches and glory. So, God, today on this Monday, we believe there's a miracle in store for each and every single one of us that is under the sound of my voice, God. We believe that the miracle is on the way, Father. I believe right now in the name of Jesus that there is a miracle for Ernest Hubbard, Father. I believe that there is a miracle that you are healing Siobhan's mother's eyes, that she would see clearly in the name of Jesus. And for Ernest Hubbard, stroke, Father God, you will line up everything in his body that it may work according to the way that you have created it to be, Father. I lift up right now the Gatlin family to you, and I pray that you would give them peace and comfort right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up the Givens family to you, and I pray that you would strengthen them and comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I lift up Jennifer Brown to you right now, and I believe that there is a miracle for MS in her body right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up up Nellie Smith to you right now in the name of Jesus, and I believe that there is a miracle for her, Father. So, Father God, as we have lifted up each and every name that I called out, and there's others, Father God, that you know on the line right now who are in need of a miracle. So right now I said for miracles in finances, I speak miracles in health, I speak miracles in wealth, I speak miracles in academics, I speak miracles in athletics, I speak miracles on the job, I speak miracles in Artist International, I speak miracles in the products that we take, I speak miracles in the products that we put on to transform. I speak miracles in the information that we share with each other, Father. I speak miracles in ministry. I speak miracles in messages. I speak miracles in just footsteps that we take, God. I thank you right now, and I decree and declare that miracles will happen on this Monday, Father. I thank you for the master's call, and I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I look forward with anticipation and expectation that miracles are happening in their lives, Father. I lift up every single person under the sound of my voice on this line right now, Father, and I speak miracles are in the making, and they will happen on this Monday, God. I just thank you because you are God alone. I thank you that you are an amazing God. I thank you that we are covered by your blood. I thank you that we walk in your anointing. I thank you that we walk in your power, oh God. I thank you, and I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against our finances. No weapon formed against our healing. No weapon formed against our mental clarity. No weapon formed against our tempo shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. So we walk into the miracles on this Monday that you have awaiting us, God. We walk in with anticipation and expectation that greater and new things will happen on this day. And I decree and declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial in to 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. Remember, we'll be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. Also, Move It, Reshape It, Work It conference calls will be happening today at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You want to dial in to 712-432-0900, and the access code is 836-211-pound. Remember, all roads lead to the Artist Empowerment Conference, October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd of 2014. Go to www.artistempowermentconference.com for additional information. Remember, believe in your miracle on this Monday. You are great, you are powerful, you are anointed, and you are mighty. So go out there and make it happen. At this time, Pastor Charles, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
God bless you. God bless you. I just thank God this morning for just being God in our life. And I just want to just leave this as a closing thought, just to continue to know that prayer changes everything. And just throughout your day, you know, just continue to pray. You know, you can pray in your car, you can pray on the job, you can pray always. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, so we just want to continue the prayer and believe God for the miracles that he has in store for each and everyone that's on this line today. So with that, you guys go out and have an awesome day today. Stay encouraged, and God bless you, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.